This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic, Francis Davis, has a review of a new album featuring some of the greatest hits by the late singer Big Joe Turner. Turner died in 1985, and Francis says since then, no one has been able to match him in either size or stature.
Have no fear, Big Joe is here. You real crazy, baby. Love you, man. Well, all right. You got yourself a Cadillac car. Well, all right. You're hanging out in the finest bar. Well, all right. You're going to get a little bar.
I heard Big Joe Turner in person only once. It was at Tramps, a New York club, during the holiday season in 1981. The night didn't start off very well. Big Joe sat at the bar polishing off a roast beef sandwich and a fifth of whiskey while his backup group vamped its way through an interminable opening set. Always a big man, Turner had ballooned to gargantuan proportions. When he hobbled down the narrow aisle to the stage on his crutches, he almost toppled my chair with me in it. In a slurred voice, he told a long, pointless story about some Christmas cards he had forgotten to mail. When he finally began to sing, he was mic'd at such an ear-splitting level that one of my companions pleaded with the sound man to turn the volume down. Big Joe saw what was going on and didn't like it one bit. "Stop fooling with those dials, boy," he roared. "Leave that volume where it was." The intimidated sound man obeyed. If Big Joe was worried that his voice had lost some of its capacity, he had no reason to be. Amplification wasn't something he needed when he started out as a singing bartender in Kansas City in the 1920s, and it was superfluous that night at Tramps. Once he got down to business, his voice filled the room and then some. When he shouted, "Shake, rattle, and roll," the beer bottles and cocktail glasses on the tabletops vibrated as though they were going to. I had never heard anything like it, and I never expect to hear anything like it again. He looked like the whale that swallowed Jonah and sounded like Jonah bellowing to get out. It was awe-inspiring to imagine what it would have been like to have heard him three or four decades earlier, when he was in his prime. Nicknamed the Boss of the Blues, Turner straddled the worlds of jazz and pop like a colossus. In the early 1950s, he cracked the pop charts with a string of hits that helped to give shape to a nascent form of music later christened rock and roll. Atlantic Records has just released an album of Turner's greatest hits from that period. From it, we're going to hear What Else? Shake, Rattle, and Roll, recorded in 1953.
Pots and pans. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. I can't believe mine, all of this belongs to you. I believe to the soul you know in my life. I like
From Big Joe Turner's greatest hits, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, a song that Bill Haley and the Comets later smothered in mayo and slapped between slices of white bread. Much as I love the music on this album, it doesn't represent Turner's best recorded work. In fact, it doesn't even represent his best work for Atlantic. That honor belongs to two albums from the late 1950s, which are currently out of print. One is The Boss of the Blues, the other is Big Joe Rides Again. Both feature Turner with jazz musicians of the caliber of Coleman Hawkins, Pete Johnson, and Lawrence Brown. By comparison, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Chains of Love, Honey Hush, and the other tracks on Greatest Hits are kid stuff. But this music is historically important, and every track that Big Joe Turner ever recorded is to be cherished. Still, he was one of those performers you had to hear in person, and I feel sorry for the generations who won't have the chance. Turner died in 1985. There was never anyone else remotely like him, and there's no one to take his place. They don't make them that big anymore.
Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s, and writes about jazz for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Big Joe Turner's greatest hits.